Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to my podcast friends. This is Paul White. Welcome to the DDP in whatever format, whatever platform, rather, you are finding us. I'm so happy that you've done so today. For those who follow our podcast regularly, you know that we spent a couple of years going through several different books of the New Testament. We did John verse by verse, 1 John verse by verse, then Ephesians verse by verse. I want to return today to Ephesians. It's worth going back over Paul's fourth chapter, just a couple of verses, and in particularly the 26th and 27th verses. One of the most famous things from 26 is, "Be angry and sin not." And then 27, he says, neither give place to the devil. I want to use these two verses to offer, first of all, an example of the writing style of Paul, because he introduces a topic, be angry and sin not, and then he proceeds to explain the topic by using a colon. The colon is followed by the phrase, let not the sun go down on your wrath, which ends with another colon, meaning that thought is being furthered. And it's completed with neither give place to the devil. Each thought leading to the next thought. Each following statement giving fuller definition to the statement that preceded it. And well, in this case, we have three distinct statements and each furthering the same topic. We find, first of all, anger's okay as long as it doesn't lead to sin. And how can it lead to sin? Well, if the sun goes down on your wrath, then our anger has set in inside of us without dealing with the source of that anger, and thus the seed begins, and then these two lead to that horrific third statement that we give place to the devil. Note the progression. We're angry, and rather than resolving the anger, we let it fester inside of us, which gives the devil an advantage in our life. Now, of larger concern than how to overcome anger is the fact that the text shows us that you can give place to the devil. That's the biggest concern to me. If place can be given to the devil, then it denotes that the enemy currently occupies no place in your life. Any place that he has can only be there because you give it to him. Remember, your enemy is a defeated foe. He's been defeated at the cross. It's a promise in John that he's judged at Calvary. If he's operating in any area of your life, it's not because he's all powerful. It's because he's been given all access by you and me. When we allow resentment and unforgiveness, or any other problem for that matter, to stir inside of our hearts, we're giving the enemy a place to stand in our life. Jesus told the church that we have the power to bind and to release. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, Matthew 16. It means that if we're bound by anger or jealousy or whatever, then heaven is bound from moving with authority in that area in our lives. Now, this doesn't put works back into our righteousness because we're righteous whether we're bound or not. It does, however, do something important. It puts the responsibility on the believer to allow grace to work in every area of their life if you're going to experience freedom and you're going to experience power. So when you feed anger or resentment, you just keep yourself bound to others and you bind them from freedom as well. Jesus gave us the power to free people from their guilt and to set them free, including ourselves. Listen to John 20 and 23. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. It doesn't give you the power to forgive people of their sins. That's Christ. But you have the power to release them into freedom or release them into condemnation. So let's not let Satan get an advantage over us. Paul said that happens when we are ignorant of the way the enemy works. 2 Corinthians 2. We're not ignorant of the way that he works. So no advantage, or as they say, no quarter shall be found here for the enemy. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.